Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Savior Jesus Christ. Could just anyone heal a man who was blind from birth? Could just any man spit on the ground, make mud, and put it on a man's unseeing eyes and tell him to go to the pool that flowed from under the temple and wash? Surely they could. But would the man come back seeing? I think not. Could anyone give sight to a man who had been born blind? Perhaps a skilled surgeon might be able to someday transplant eyes that see to a blind person. Possessing the great skill required to link very tiny nerves, tiny blood vessels, and delicate muscles, one might assume that someday it might be possible if one could find a willing donor. But to make blind eyes work, eyes that were perhaps missing parts, maybe lacking the developed nerves, lenses, blood vessels, or even to create eyes that weren't there, never has been done, nor will it be done. Except in one case, the case of the man that spit on the ground, made mud, and put it on the man's unseen eyes. That one man, the Son of God, the light of the world, did create sight in the sightless with the water and with his word. What can you do with your spit? You might check the wind direction or make a mess, and that's about it. But make a man see, a man who is born blind, impossible for you and me, impossible for anyone, the world says, didn't happen, the critics say. Obviously, someone with a brain would recognize the truth that there are no miracles. That's what the world would say, but to this we must object. Though we can't do anything really constructive with our spit, we Lutheran Christians do believe in the miraculous. We believe that God has performed miracles and that he still does. We believe in the triune God who created this world from nothing with his word. With his word, indeed, he created life. He said, "Let there be," and it was so. God created man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into him the breath of life. And God restores life also through the miraculous, through the person and the work of his Son who laid down his life for the world. This Son, the light of the world, came to give sight to the blind, freedom to the prisoners, life to the dead, all signs of the true Messiah who was promised to be the Savior of all. This Son came and on that day stood before that blind man and spat on the ground and made clay with his saliva. And putting the mud on the sightless eyes, Jesus gave the command to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. Jesus, the light of the world, revealed the works of God in this man who was blind from birth, for as he went and washed, he saw light. As that man was blind from birth, so too every single one of us was blind from conception. The world, steeped in sin, dead and blind spiritually, doesn't recognize that condition. Steeped in sin, dead and blind, they are unable to save themselves, separated from God by the sin of Adam. However, Jesus came as light, and to bring light, the opposite of sin, the opposite of darkness, into the world. In John 12, he is recorded as saying in verse 46, "I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness." To that blind man, Jesus came to bring true light, true sight, and indeed, true life. He told the man to go to the pool and wash, and he obeyed the command, washed, and came back seeing. By that baptism, the water and the Word, God the Son, restored his physical sight. But how could such a thing be? It is by the same power of God that miraculous takes place in every one of us. For God's power is in his Word, in the gospel, as Paul writes in Romans 1, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." God restores sight. He gives life through his blessed Word and sacraments. God works in water and the Word and gives life where there was none. Most deny this, even some who consider themselves to be Christians, as the man's neighbors in our text denied the healing of the blind man. Verse 8 says, "The neighbors and those who had seen him before as the beggar were saying, 'Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?' Some said, 'It is he.' Others said, 'No, but it is like him.' And he kept saying, 'I am the man.' So they said to him, 'How then were your eyes opened?'" The people knew him. They'd seen him sitting there blind from birth, not having eyes to see, where he sat on the corner and begged. But some couldn't believe the miraculous, that it was the same man. Nonetheless, it was he. How did it happen? He answers, "The man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and received my sight." Miracles did and do happen. The one who claimed to be the light of the world is the light of the world. Jesus said that the man was born blind, that the works of God, might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. The work that he had come to do was indeed the salvation of the world. He and he alone could give this man something that he never had. He and he alone can make it possible for the whole world to see salvation that he has won for us. But like with the man born blind, many will not believe. Someday indeed it will be too late for them, for they will not acknowledge him to be the Son of God. But what shall we do? Let God do the miraculous. Go, proclaim the one who's made a difference. Continue to wash those who have no life with the life-giving water and Word of holy baptism. It is truly the water of life. It is the source of new life, new sight, new and real joy. Therefore, we rejoice with the man who was born blind and sing with Simeon, "Lord, you are now letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.